In the paper, you mentioned that this is a particularly sensitive age group when it comes to mental health care and costs. Why is that?
So it's a combination of a lot of these adults not having access to health insurance coverage and not having a lot of money to afford to purchase health insurance coverage and not having the initiative or desire to purchase health insurance coverage. But also this is the age where these behavioral health disorders start to emerge. And so students, children start to recognize, young adults start to recognize that they have maybe something different and something that they want to get looked at. And now they have the means to actually see a healthcare provider to better understand what some of the disorders are that they're struggling with.
And what did you find?
We looked specifically with young adults who had behavioral health or substance abuse disorders. We compared them in the period after the Affordable Care Act to the period before the Affordable Care Act. So we compared their total out-of-pocket spending on healthcare as a share of their total healthcare spending. These younger adults, 19 to 25, had lower odds of having all of their healthcare expenditures be out of pocket.
Can we talk numbers, like how significantly?
Relatively small, something like 5% overall. But that's encouraging that you see fewer people paying for all of their health care out of pocket after the Affordable Care Act dependent coverage provision.
And you specifically also looked at these numbers by race. What did you find there?
That's right. So there's very encouraging news there because we know that before the Affordable Care Act, minorities like Latinos and African Americans were less likely to have access to health insurance coverage. And so the ACA dependent coverage enabled them to have better access to health insurance coverage than they had before. And so we saw that once the provision was extended that they were able to get onto their parents' health insurance coverage, their burdens of bearing all of their health care costs out of pocket were reduced as well.
What are the implications for these young adults later in life if they're getting care now?
That's a great question. When you think about where they may get care if they're not getting it through a healthcare provider's office, in most states, the jail, the prison, is the largest provider of mental health services. So it's much better to prevent these issues from getting exacerbated and getting treated in facilities that are not really designed to treat these behavioral health disorders.
How does the fact that Florida is not expanding Medicaid affect what young people are spending on mental health?
So Florida not expanding Medicaid means that individuals who are falling, say, between 30% of the federal poverty level up to the federal poverty level, who in other states that are expanding would be able to purchase affordable health insurance coverage largely via Medicaid, are not able to access this affordable health care, whereas they would if they lived in other states. So this suggests that once they do eventually get on to an employer-sponsored coverage or purchase on the exchanges, they might not have the same comfort level with interacting with their health insurance. They might not understand how it works, that you have to have a primary care provider or that you have to have a pre-authorization to use certain services. So it makes it more difficult in the long run for them to actually navigate the health insurance system.
The Affordable Care Act extends coverage to young adults up to age 26. They can stay on their parents' plan. What do we know about what happens to them after they age out of that?
So this dependent coverage was extended back in 2010, September of 2010. So we see now some of these younger adults that are aging off of their parents' health insurance plans. Hopefully they're able to purchase on the exchanges on their own. Or they're getting it through their own employer-sponsored insurance coverage. I think we're still trying to learn about what's happening.